It seems as though we the people have sent a message to Washington, a real strong one, that once again, it is time for change. Change. This time, change back. Change away from the policies and the decision-making of the Obama administration and President Barack Hussein Obama and the Democrat-controlled Senate, even to the point of electing more change-back Republicans in the House of Representatives. Wow, that's a powerful message, is it not? It is wonderful. It is wonderful to see democracy at work. It is a joy for all right-thinking Americans to participate fully in the political process. For, in fact, we the people are the process. We are. We are the decision makers. We are. We have full authority to run our government and to elect those we wish to represent us, and that is ordained by God. If you're a Christian and you believe Scripture, what we did November 4 is ordained by God. The authorities that exist, says our Scripture, have been established by God. Some 240 years ago, the American Revolution produced a new government, one of a kind, unique in so many ways in all of history. Our Declaration of Independence led to our Constitution and our God-ordained Bill of Rights and the beginning of a most unique experiment in the politics and governance of mankind. It was a different form of government. There was no king, no dictator or tyrant, no military rule, no judges or prophets, none at all. The authority that existed from 1776 forward and established by God was given to we the people. We are that authority, and we have exercised that authority in 2014, aggressively and responsibly. There is no authority except that which God has established, so says the Scripture. Do you believe that? If you do, one can say that God knew and established a new political structure. I know I'll get criticized for that. Representatives and perhaps fundamental changes in thinking and policies. The opportunity for change back has indeed been established, divinely so, and those who represent that authority now must stand up, be counted, and make new and better things happen. Republicans in the majority, make them happen. There are those Christian, deeply concerned with America, who, as conscience-directed, voted as they did for change, change back. We have indeed elected a different United States Senate. Our Senate will now be Republican-controlled and more conservative. In January, there will be the end of Harry Reid, Democrat, and the powerful positioning of Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, as the leader of the Senate. And that will produce fundamental change in how the Senate operates. Perhaps the new United States Senate will be more sensitive to the needs of our military and pay the honor and respect due our veterans. They are marvelous, marvelous American heroes, our veterans are. The Republicans have so far a net gain of 7 new elections in the Senate, which allows the GOP a majority of 52 to the Democrat 43. And there's more to come. The Democrats gain nothing. No new elections, and in fact, lost 7 seats. Doesn't that send a message to them? Americans have in fact sent a message to the United States Senate that we the people want change. Change back, and the end of gridlock. Change us back and get it done. Ah, may the Republicans heed that message. In fact, there are still Senate elections not yet decided, which may possibly increase the influence of the Republicans. May they take that new power, that new political opportunity seriously and make things happen. Get things done. And the Republicans have kept control of the House of Representatives and, in fact, have gained. They've gained 14 new seats while losing only one. Doesn't that send a message to the Democrats? On the other hand, the Democrats have lost 14 seats in the House of Representatives and gained but one. That's the other side of that equation, for a net Democrat loss of 13. That's a significant loss, don't you think? There are now 242 Republican members of the House of Representatives so far, and more to come perhaps, and 174 Democrats. That's an amazing majority. The House of Representatives now will be populated by men and women who are overwhelmingly Republican and conservative. And may they take that responsibility and the will of us, the people. May they take it seriously and responsibly. And may they give us the kind of governance that vote demands. Now that both branches of our Congress are Republican-controlled, may it be the end of gridlock, stalemate, and lack of progress. Of course, we still have to deal with the Obama veto, but let's make Congress proactive, Republicans and conservatives. Get the change done Americans voted for. May it be the end of gridlock, stalemate, and lack of progress. May we move forward as a country with the right policies from the right-thinking men and women elected and re-elected, and change even dramatically the course of our great country within our borders and the world over. Do it. May these newly elected and re-elected politicians understand that they are our representatives. May they not now think of themselves as rulers with power, a special and better class? May they not succumb to the power which Washington confers, but rather take seriously and humbly, the fact that they are representatives charged with the duty of implementing the will and the desires of the American people. Make sure that message, my fellow Americans, make sure that message is sent loud and clear to our newly elected representatives in Washington. May that message reverberate in Washington for the next 2 years and for the length of their terms. They work for us. Hold them accountable. At the same time, we should support them. America is so bitterly, bitterly divided politically. There is little or no dialogue. There is only argumentation, bitterness, and rancor. May that change at least to some extent. And may we the people be able to look at our representatives, all of them, as Americans. Americans loyal to and passionate about and duty-bound to preserve, protect, and defend our great country. We should support all such men and women and let them know that we are behind them. But watching, as watch men and women on the walls, are you ready to watch? To make certain that right things happen, that the change we the people want does in fact occur, get it done. So in that regard, we should hold them accountable. They made promises. They made election promises. They asked for your vote, and they contracted with you that they would fulfill those promises. And those promises induced and motivated us, we the people, to vote for them. They declared their political intentions, which, as campaigns developed, we helped form and structure. We did. They have indicated a certain political course of action, which they will take, and we should require them to do so without compromise. We should require them to implement the fundamental change which they championed, and which now they have the opportunity to implement. In many quarters, there is little or no respect for politicians, but let us hope and pray that this newly elected House of Representatives and a new and philosophically and politically different Senate will not revert to the old Washington ways, but produce leadership, decision-making, and right thinking for our great country and for we the people. Hold them accountable, my fellow Americans. Hold them accountable. Accountable and pray for them. We are commanded to do that as people of faith. No matter your faith, you are commanded to pray for our leaders, for our representatives, pray for them, that God will provide guidance, inspiration, and perhaps most importantly, wisdom. We need a whole lot more wisdom in Washington these days, do we not? That divine source of power is so critically important to every politician. Pray for them. And as you pray for the restoration of values and morals. Back into politics, dominating the core, the centrality of politics. Pray for a restoration of values, that men and women so elected will be truly representatives with integrity, with honor, and with commitment to our great country and all it stands for. May they and our government return to a real and true transparency, unlike in Washington today, and may that integrity permeate the president and his administration. Oh, may it be so. There's still time, Mr. Obama, 2 more years. May it be so. And may it permeate the Senate, the new one, and the House of Representatives, the enlarged conservative one, and of course our judiciary, and especially our Supreme Court, especially, so divided, 5-4 or 4-4-1. May wisdom, perhaps divinely inspired even for them, may that permeate. Let us pray that there will be a new enlightenment, eyes spiritually motivated to see things differently, and to restore our government and all of its branches to a position of respect and trust. As Republicans are now majorities in both Senate and House, it is their special duty to make certain that there is integrity everywhere, that our governing bodies return to politics which are right, which are fair and just. We are a society built on faith, family, and freedom. And it is our duty to protect our future and that of our children. We are a society founded on rights, inalienable rights, God-given and constitutionally structured and protected. And may our new governing bodies preserve, protect, and defend those rights now more than ever. They have been diminished in so many ways, but now comes the opportunity to change back and reintroduce a special course of action, reemphasizing and prioritizing those freedoms, some of which we have begun to lose. Hold our newly elected and reelected politicians to those critical objectives. Hold them to them, my fellow Americans. May our Washington, our governing bodies, fall not prey to compromise. May they stand tall for the ideals for which they were elected. Let them be men and women of truth and openness. Let them be frank and straight. May these newly elected and reelected representatives of ours shun political spin and the lie, the awful lie which seems to permeate our governments and all of Washington and our politicians, and provide us, we the people, with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. America needs men and women with that kind of character, deeply embedded integrity and honesty. We desperately need that. Do what you say and say what you do. I pray that will happen, and I hope you will as well. So, my fellow Americans, hold them accountable. Stay involved. Stay involved. Watch. Be informed. Read. Listen. And most of all, be active. Call. March. Influence the politicians we have elected in your state, the very state from which they came. Write them, call them, email them. Make certain they know you, that is, we the people, we are watching, that we demand accountability, that we will not sit back now that this election is history and wait for 2016. Not at all. We the people will be active and involved, now more than ever, and that we will demand the change for which we have voted, and we will settle for no compromise, none. We didn't vote for compromise, we voted for values. Let these politicians of ours know that we want things, the right things to get done. We will settle for nothing less. And perhaps most importantly, let us return to the rule of law and a new respect for our Constitution and its great amendments. The rule of law and our Constitution have suffered, rights eroded, and integrity deserted. There is now a president who acts above and beyond the Constitution, so many think. May our newly established Senate and House of Representatives end that unconstitutional practice and restore the presidency to its proper role and authority and respect. This newly elected House of Representatives and Senators must hold President Barack Hussein Obama accountable and require him to implement the will of the people and to enforce and abide by the rule of law and our Constitution. It must do that as a fundamental priority. And may our newly elected Congress hold our agencies fully accountable, interpreting and changing the law where necessary, and funding or not, take away the money, funding or not any illegal actions and policies and workings of agencies and secretaries. Congress has established and must regain control of agencies, not the president, like Health and Human Services, HHS, so that there can be congressional control as it should be, over Obamacare, for one thing, and any other health issues. And of course, there are rogue agencies like the IRS. Oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable how the IRS works. And Congress must take charge and make changes, even if the president does not, and he won't. There must be respect for the House of Representatives by the Senate, and for the Senate by the House of Representatives. Respect is totally lacking in Washington politics today. Those two governing bodies must work together. They must find common ground and pathways to agreement and move this great country forward. The imbalance of powers has produced perhaps the most active judiciary in American history. There are constant challenges to legislation and executive and agency action, often independent and rogue in nature. Our system of government must function right so that the judiciary is minimized and truly, as our founding fathers intended, a court of last resort. Without the president, the Senate, the House, and the judiciary properly and constitutionally balanced and engaging in the political roles which our Constitution intends, uncertainty, even chaos, will occur, as will gridlock and stalemate. Our democracy is founded upon our Constitution and the balance of powers we the people have created. That balance and those powers must be restored. They must be restored as a fundamental part of the change back which America so desperately needs. You have spoken, my fellow Americans. God bless you. The ballot once again trumps the bullet. Your vote was critical for America, and now you should make certain, that our representatives do not become rulers, but truly implementing the will of the people. You should hold them accountable, and you should support them. You should pat them on the political back, and you should pray for them, and you should stay involved. Please stay involved. You've done your duty November 4, 2014. Don't wait for November 2016. Stay involved. And you should study the issues even more. You should get all of the information you possibly can, all of the time, so that you, like the issues, are current and relevant. You should make certain that gridlock ends and that the business of our country is handled timely, efficiently, and promptly. You can do that. Step up and be heard. Hold them accountable at the same time as you support them and pray for them. May God bless our great country, perhaps with new blessings. I hope it'll be new blessings. As new visions and new things happen, as change, the right kind of change, happens. And may God bless you, my fellow Americans. Thank you. Thank you as your fellow citizen for your love and concern for our one-of-a-kind America.